So ngayong araw na to, gusto ko explain sa inyo paano tayo nakikinabang pag nagtatrabaho tayo. In the first lesson about work, I explained to you or gave you a definition kung ano ang trabaho or what is work. In the Oxford Dictionary, sinabi doon, work is to exert physical and mental effort to achieve a purpose or produce a result. Now, I'd like to highlight that word purpose. Kasi sabi ko sa inyo, importante na maintindihan natin bakit natin kailangan gawin ang ginagawa natin and ano ang pakinabang niya. So, what is the purpose of work? As I prepare to share with you what I discovered as the purpose of our work, balikan din natin yung definition ng purpose. In the fourth lesson of Breaking Through, I shared with you this definition. It says, purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. In the business world, parati tayong sinasabihan na importante maintindihan natin kung ano yung why natin. Bakit? Bakit natin kailangan gawin ang ginagawa natin? To many people, ang purpose nila sa pagtatrabaho nila is para magkaroon sila ng pera na panggastos. Now, I told you on the fourth lesson of Breaking Through na hindi lang yan siya ang purpose ng pagtatrabaho. But I would like to highlight something very important on the definition about purpose that I shared. Sabi dyan, no? Ulitin ko. Purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. Now, pag meron kang ginawa na isang bagay, say nakagawa ka ng isang kotse. Yung kotse na yon, meron yun siyang rason bakit mo siya ginawa. And alam natin na ang kotse will take us from one place to another ng mas madali. Now, obviously, hindi tayo ang gumawa ng sarili natin. So, para sa akin, importante na maintindihan natin na bakit tayo andito sa mundo o bakit tayo ginawa ng Panginoon. Why did God create you? And why did God create me? Alam mo, importante para sa akin na ma-share ko itong na-discover ko. Kasi, as I told you before, that my first 4 years in Bukidnon was extremely difficult. And I discovered that the reason why nahirapan ako is kasi mali ang purpose na hinahabol ko. When I came to Bukidnon, when I became a farmer and an entrepreneur, simple lang ang panaginip ko, simple lang ang why ko. Gusto kong yumaman para mabigay ko sa pamilya ko ang mga karangyaan na gusto nila. And yet, in the first 4 years of my stay in Bukidnon, hindi ko mapakita ang isang ordinaryong babuyan at gulayan. When I was searching for the proper purpose, God revealed my purpose in the very simple verse, in the first chapter of the first book in Genesis, and it says, God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and rule over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the sky, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. I shared this verse with you again, and I will continue to share this verse with you in the future because this is where I found my purpose. When I was asking God, Lord, why did you create me? What is my purpose here on earth? When He answered me, I saw my purpose in Genesis 1:28, and my attention was caught by that phrase, be fruitful. In the past, akala ko ang ibig sabihin ng to be fruitful is magpadami ng anak. When God answered my question, bakit niya ako ginawa? I was already a better farmer then. You see, I am an engineer by education. So, hindi ako natutuwa pagsasabihin sa akin ng tao kung paano magtanim. Importante sa akin maintindihan ano mangyayari sa tanim pag ginawa ko yung sinabi nila. So, I bought a lot of books not on how to plant, but on understanding how a plant grows. Nung nakita ko yung phrase na be fruitful, hindi bata ang nakita ko. Ang nakita ko tanim. Paano nagsimula sa maliit na binhi, lumaki, and eventually namunga. I discovered that to be fruitful means to have more than enough for yourself so that you can be a blessing to others. Yun ang rason bakit tayo ginawa ng Panginoon. To be fruitful. To have more than enough for ourselves so that we can be a blessing to others. Ang ganda, no? The reason why I do what I do is because naisip ko, ang ganda siguro ng Pilipinas if everybody has more than enough for themselves, na hindi sila natatakot mamigay sa ibang tao kasi marami pang sobra. Today, hindi yan ang sitwasyon ng Pilipinas. Hindi rin yan ang sitwasyon ng maraming Pilipino. In fact, today, imbis na mamigay ang Pilipino, tayo ang humihingi ng abuloy o ng limos. Friends, I need you to understand that God created you to be fruitful. That is your destiny. Alam mo yung pangarap mo na pagyaman, maliit yun para sa Panginoon. Ako, wala akong ambisyon na yumaman. Gusto ko maging fruitful. Kasi na-realize ko, pwede ako maging mayaman and yet madamot. Kasi natatakot ako na baka maubos. Ang gusto ni God, dumating tayo sa punto na hindi lang tayo mayaman. Meron tayong sobra na pwede tayong tumulong sa iba na maski hindi nila isauli, okay lang kasi marami pang sobra. So this Breaking Through program was designed to help you understand how you can achieve that. So if God created us to be fruitful, ano ang gusto niyang gawin natin sa buhay natin to achieve that purpose? As I studied, I discovered something that happened in Genesis chapter 2 verse 8. Sabi ng verse na yan, "The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there He placed the man whom He had formed." After creating Adam and Eve, God planted the garden. And naniniwala talaga ako na yung garden na yon maganda, kompleto, walang kulang. And so I have to ask, why did God plant a garden for Adam and Eve? Genesis 2:15 answers that question. Sabi sa Genesis 2:15, "Then the Lord God took man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate and keep it." Alam mo, nung simula, medyo naguluhan ako. Sabi ko sa sarili ko, bakit mo kailangan i-cultivate and keep ang isang garden na maganda na, but hindi mo lang siya i-enjoy? So I studied the word cultivate and keep, and ito na-discover ko. The idea of to cultivate means to work, to serve, to slave, to use. So therefore, in the beginning, even in creation, God asked Adam and Eve to work. Now, why did they have to work a perfect garden? Kasi diba, pag hindi mo inalagaan isang magandang bagay, pag kinunan mo ng kinunan, nauubos din yan. Pero pag trinabaho mo yan siya, hindi siya maubusan, lalago pa siya. And yun ang gusto ng Panginoon gawin natin. However, importante sa akin na maintindihan mo, God created us to work so that we can eventually become fruitful. However, hindi natapos ang commandment dyan kasi meron pang isang commandment sa Genesis 2:15 and it said, keep it. The idea to keep means to protect, to attend to stay put. Kailangan ka dyan lang. Do you know that this idea supports the ways of the plant? If you have been following Breaking Through, I have been explaining that a plant's life starts from a very simple seed. Eventually, pwede yan siya mamunga. In fact, I told you in one of my lessons in the past that every seed has the potential to become fruitful. Lahat yan. Maski merong konting sira ang isang seed, basta mag-germinate siya, pwede siya eventually mamunga. However, I also told you that a plant does not become fruitful on its own. It needs a good farmer to grow it healthy and strong. So, kailangan may magtrabaho to grow the plant. And even in the plant itself must work internally to grow strong roots, to grow strong leaves, to make enough food so that eventually it will become fruitful. You know, today I teach business using the Bible as a reference and the ways of the plant as a model. And you will find that in the Bible, konsepto ng tanim ang tinuturo niya. Diba, in this picture, I told you the plant starts from a very simple seed. Nagsisimula siya sa isang binhi o similya na kailangan palakihin. Let me show you its connection sa Genesis 1:28. Before God told Adam and Eve to be fruitful, meron siyang sinabing importante na phrase sa Genesis 1:28. And I highlighted dyan. Sabi dyan, God blessed them. I just want to highlight that, ha? God want all of us to become fruitful. But before He told man that He wants him to become fruitful, sabi niya kay Adam and Eve, I have blessed you already. Anong ibig sabihin nun? From the references na nabasa natin, I need you to know that God has given each of us a seed to grow or a garden to cultivate. Yung trabaho mo, maski sabihin mo, ordinary lang trabaho ko, laborer lang ako, uy, similya yan o binhi yan na pwede natin palakihin para eventually maging fruitful. Yung negosyo mo na maliit, sabihin natin sari-sari store o hardware store, it's a seed that God has given you na gusto niyang maging paraan para bigyan ka ng marangyang buhay. Ulitin ko ha, let me just read what I said in this slide. God has given each of us a seed to grow or a garden to cultivate. Our gardens can take different forms. It could be schools for children, yung trabaho mo ngayon, negosyo, o hindi, inheritance, pamana. Lahat tayo merong binigay ang Panginoon na blessing. You know, one time in our training sa Bukidnon, sa Similya, I was explaining this concept to the class. And in that class, meron kaming workshop where they list everything that they have already, especially hindi ginagamit. There was one person na hindi talaga siya nagsulat. Binigyan ko siya ng papel at ballpen, tas binaba niya. So for 5 to 10 minutes, hindi siya nagsulat. At the end, sabi ko, ba't hindi ka nagsulat? Sabi niya sa akin, Sir Dong, wala talaga. We came from Davao and now we are in Manila. Nakapunta ho kami sa Davao kasi binenta ng nanay ko yung lupa namin. So ngayon, nasa Manila kami, nakatira kami sa isang simpleng lugar. And I was guessing para siyang squatter. Sabi niya, I'm the breadwinner, Sir Dong. And wala ho talagang binigay ang Panginoon sa akin. So I asked, paano ka nakarating dito? Sabi niya, pinadala ho ako ng kumpanya namin. So anong meron ka? So syempre, napaisip siya, di ba? Sabi ko, anong meron ka today? Sabi niya, trabaho ko lang ho. In fact, I'm the breadwinner of the family. Sabi ko sa kanya, hindi mo ba naintindihan na biyaya yan? Kasi kung galingan mo yung trabaho mo today, imagine pinadala ka ng kumpanya. Ibig sabihin, meron silang nakita sa'yo na worth alagaan. Or nag-invest sila sa'yo para mas gumaling ka. Lumago yung negosyo through you. Sabi ko, binigyan ka ng Panginoon ng blessing na pwede mong pagsimulan para siyang binhi. Hindi ka pinagdamutan ng Panginoon kasi binigyan ka pa rin ng opportunity maging fruitful. Alam mo, gusto ko sana maintindihan ng lahat ng tao na kung meron kang trabaho, blessing yan. Kasi para sa akin, and I will explain this in more details sa future, work gives you the ability to make money maski wala kang pera. Hindi mo kailangan mamuhunan para gumawa ng pera kasi pumasok ka lang, may pera ka na. So sana hindi pabayaan ng mga empleyado kung ano ang ginagawa nila. Today, I feel sad that many employees always complain about their job. They complain about their boss. They complain about their work. They complain about their environment, not realizing that the work they have allows them to eat, allows them to rest, allows them to enjoy certain things in life. Kung walang trabaho, ano ang kakainin natin? Paano tayo mabubuhay? So let me say this again. God has given you a seed to grow and a garden to cultivate. And if you are listening to me, you already have what God wants you to use to start your journey to fruitfulness. Pero ito tanong ko, porkit ba may garden ka na, automatic na yayaman ka? Ang sagot ko, hindi. Hindi porkit meron kang lupa, yayaman ka. Hindi porkit meron kang pera, yayaman ka. Hindi porkit may trabaho ka, yayaman ka. In fact, ito complain ng maraming empleyado o maliit na negosyo, Hindi kami yayaman kasi hindi kami nabiyayaan ng maraming pera. Later, I will show you. Walang silbi ang pera. Pagtamad ka. So how does God want us to achieve this fruitful life na plinano niya para sa atin? Let me go back to Genesis 1:28. And let me just read it again. God blessed them and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and rule over all things." Alam mo, na-discover ko na in this verse, ang goal is to be fruitful. There are four things we need to do in order to achieve the life that God wants for us and the life that I believe we want also. Yung bang sobra-sobra. The first thing God wants us to do is to multiply. Ang ibig sabihin ng multiply is padamihin mo muna bago mo gamitin at huwag mong uubusin. The idea of to multiply is whatever God has given you, padamihin mo. Trabahuin mo para dumami pa sila. Unfortunately, ang Pilipino may ugali. Ang tanong parati ng Pilipino pag nakatanggap ng pera, kumita ang negosyo o hindi nagkasweldo, ano tanong ng Pilipino? Paano ko ba ito uubusin? Ang tamang mindset sa buhay is pag nakatanggap ng pera, ang tanong dapat, paano ko ba ito padadamihin? Alam mo, naintindihan ko lang ito nung nalaman ko ng lahat ng bagay sa mundo pag-aari ng Panginoon. I learned that God is owner, master, controller, and also father, and I will share these principles with you in the future. Dati, alam nyo, kung meron akong pera, ang tanong ko parate, uy, may pera ako. Paano ko pa ito ubusin? And hindi ako natatakot ubusin ng akinse kasi merong atrenta. Alam nyo, I told you that I used to work for HP. And one of my greatest regret in life is hindi ako nakapag-ipon when I was in HP. Ang rason, ang mindset ko noon, paano ba uubusin? So if you really want to become fruitful, dapat ang mindset natin is magpadami, hindi mangubos. However, you need to understand na in order to multiply something, magpapadami ng isang bagay, kailangan yan siyang trabahuin. Kung bigyan kita ng dalawang manok, isang lalaki, isang babae, dadami ba yan siya pag hindi mo alagaan? Hindi, no? To be able to multiply something, kailangan natin yan siyang trabahuin. And if I go back to Genesis 1:28, there is another principle that God wants us to do. Sabi diyan, fill the earth. What does that mean? Ang ibig sabihin ng to fill the earth is punuan mo kung ano ang kulang, kumplituhin mo kung ano ang kailangan. Ang idea ng fill the earth, you see, lahat ng negosyo, lahat ng trabaho, kaya ka andyan kasi meron siyang kulang na dapat mong ibigay. Kaya tayo nagtatrabaho kasi may problema ang may-ari na kailangan niya tayo para isolve. Kung nagninegosyo ka naman, maraming concern sa isang negosyo na dapat kailangan mong hanapan ng solusyon. So this idea to fill the earth is very, very important. You have seen my farm of how it started as barren land. Pinuno ko siya, kinumpleto ko kung ano ang kulang. Nagtanim ng damo para sa mga hayop, nagtanim ng puno para sa mga ibon, naghanap ng tubig para sa mga tanim, and nagtrabaho kami para gumanda siya. And then there is a third principle in Genesis 1:28, and it said, God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it." What does that mean? Ang ibig sabihin ng subdue sa Tagalog is pamahalaan mo, meaning alagaan mo, meaning ikaw ang magkocontrol ng sitwasyon, hindi ikaw ang magpapakontrol sa sitwasyon. Ayusin mo, pagandahin mo. Let me just siguro share with you some practical ideas on how to use this. Sabi niya, subdue. Ibig sabihin ng subdue, ikaw ang in control. Binigyan ka ng trabaho ng Panginoon kasi sabi mo sa kanya, "Lord, bigyan mo ako ng trabaho na pwedeng magbigay sa akin ng magandang future." Pagdating mo sa trabaho, marami kang nakaaway. mga tao na hindi mo nakasundo. So some people would say, hindi ako para dito. Kailangan ko nang umalis. So nag-resign. Hindi niya naintindihan na kaya linagay siya ng Panginoon doon kasi kailangan siya maging parte ng solusyon. Hindi sila nagkasundo o hindi mo nakasundo, boss mo. Kaya kahinar is para isolve yung problema niya. Ang problema natin, minsan tayo nagiging problema na pag hindi tayo inayos ng boss natin, sasabihin natin, ayoko na, hindi ito para sa akin. Di ba pinagdasal mo yon? Nung natanggap ka, sabi mo, biyaya ito ng Panginoon. Pero nagkaroon ng problema doon. Ang nangyayari today sa mga tao, nagpapakontrol sila sa sitwasyon. Hindi sila ang in control ng sitwasyon. Napagalitan ka ng boss mo. Nag-resign ka kagad. Dahil sa boss mo, nawalan ka ng trabaho. Di ba? Napagalitan ka ng boss mo. Dapat mo sana tinanong, ba't ba siya nagalit? Meron ba ako nagawang mali? O meron lang siyang problema na pwede ko siyang tulungan? Kung natulungan mo siya, napaganda mo yung sitwasyon ninyo, di ba mas gagaling ka? Na pwede kang bigyan ng mas mataas na responsibilidad na may katumbas na mas mataas na sahod. Gusto ni God para maging fruitful ka, ikaw ang in control. Hindi ikaw ang kinokontrol ng sitwasyon. Then there is still this fourth thing that we need to do in order to become fruitful. And it is about to rule over. To rule over does not mean to lord over. I explained in my lesson before that to lord over is the privilege of the master and the owner. To rule over is a responsibility he gives to his steward. So, ang ibig sabihin ng to rule over is alagaan mo, pagsilbihan mo, palaguin mo. Meaning, ikaw ang mamamahala para mas gumanda kung ano ang binigay sa iyo ng Panginoon. In the four things that I discuss with you, matrabaho yun. To multiply what you have, magtatrabaho ka. To fill up for what the job needs, magtatrabaho ka. To be in control as you respond to the things around you, magtatrabaho ka. To rule over para palaguin siya, magtatrabaho ka. Friends, only work can make us fruitful. Kanina, sa simula ng lesson natin, sabi ko sa inyo, gusto ko sana explain sa inyo ano ang pakinabang ng trabaho sa inyo. Ano ang mabibigay niya na magandang bagay sa atin? Friends, work can make us fruitful. In order to become fruitful, you need to develop the mindset of a farmer. Ito ang nadiskubre kong tamang mindset ng farmer. The goal of a farmer is to make his garden better than how he found it. And he will have this attitude every day. Ako, when I go to my farm, I look at it and say, ano pa pwede kong gawin para pagandahin ito? Hindi pera ang goal ko sa farm ko. Ang goal ko, ayusin siya, pagandahin siya kasi naniniwala ako. Ang pera darating kung maganda na ang farm namin. However, hindi ko siya pwede pagandahin pag hindi ako magtatrabaho, pag hindi ako magtanim, pag hindi ako magbenta, pag hindi ko alagaan yung tao ko, trabaho. But that is the mindset of a farmer. In my Facebook page, may nag-comment doon when I talked about the idea of farmers. Sabi niya, God bless the farmers. Friends, you need to be a farmer. You need to be a farmer in the job that you have, in the business that you own. It's the proper attitude to always make it better than how I found it, to cultivate it and improve it through labor. Kailangan tayo magtrabaho. Today, it makes me sad that many financial gurus will say, gusto mong yumaman? Maghanap ka ng pera para mag-invest. Pero ang tanong ko, saan ka naman kukuha ng pera pag hindi ka nagtrabaho? Okay lang ako dyan sa investing na yan eh. Pero magtrabaho muna tayo para makagawa tayo ng enough na pera para pwede natin i-invest. Ano na invest natin? Yung sobra. You need to work to make your life better. However, I need you to understand that you will never be able to improve what you have if you do not stay put. I said in the slide, no? But he will never be able to improve it, the farmer, if he does not stay put. Why are there many farmers who are not prosperous or rich today? Kasi they often leave their farms. They did not keep it. They did not protect it. They did not stay put. Kung mayroon ka na bang garden, automatic na yayaman ka? Hindi. Kung tamad ka, walang silbi ang garden mo. Kung marami ka bang pera, let's say, nagkaroon ka ng madaming mana, tumama ka sa loto, yayaman ka ba? Hindi. Kasi mauubos din yan eh. Friends, ang nagpapadami ng pera, trabaho. Ang nagpapaganda ng lupa, trabaho. And today, it makes me very, very sad that people believe they can get rich without working. I saw this verse that encouraged and frustrated me. Sabi ng Deuteronomy 15:4, "There will be no poor among you, since the Lord will surely bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance to possess." If there should be no poor among us, why are there many poor Filipinos? Verse 5 says, "If only you listen obediently to the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all these commandments which I am commanding you today." Bakit maraming mahirap? Kasi maraming hindi nagtrabaho. Akala nila hindi importante ang trabaho sa design ni God, sa purpose para sa kanila. Akala nila work is an option. Friends, work is a necessity if you want to become fruitful. Pag ayaw mo ng maranyang buhay, wala akong problema, huwag ka magtrabaho. Pero kung gusto mo ng maranyang buhay, kailangan tayo magtrabaho. Eh pero some of you will say, "Sir Dong, pinanganak akong mahirap eh." Puya, karamihan ng mayamang mayaman today nagsimula na mahirap. If you only know the life of Henry C., he started with basically nothing. He sent himself to school and then nagnegosyo siya. And marami pang ibang kwento na akala nyo mayaman sila, hindi sila mayaman, mahirap sila nagsimula. Kaso nagsipag sila, nagtrabaho. So friends, what is the purpose of work? Para sa akin, work will improve your life. I believe through work, you can go from where you are today to where you want to be. A person who works will be able to go from where he is today to where he wants to be, to a life of abundance, to a life that is fruitful. Bakit ka kailangan magtrabaho? And ano ang pakinabang niyan? Pag nagtrabaho ka, makakagawa ka ng pera. Pag nag-ipon ka and pinadami mo yung pera mo by continually working, eventually, magkakaroon ka ng abundance. Kaso lang ito na-discover ko, kung masama ang ugali natin, walang mangyayari sa buhay natin. So this is the end of this lesson today. And if you want to use this lesson to have a small discussion with your team at work or with friends, here are questions I suggest. How do you see your work today? Is it a blessing or a curse? Ano ang ginagawa mo sa kinikita mo ngayon? Ano ang babaguhin mo dahil sa mga natutunan mo sa lesson na ito?